Doctor, Daniel. That is 1984 is a very far.
No, not 1984. This is only a period. From this end to this end. You take so many months.
I think you already reached the last one. And you get it.
I go still for the night. But in the Gita, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, it is not good for a man not to sleep or not to eat at all, or to overeat or to overeat. So you did not come to zero. You have to maintain a balance of 6 hours. If you are a yogi, you maintain a balance of 4 hours. And if you are an ailing patient, you take 8 hours to sleep. As they say, yogi, jogi, logi. Yogi sleeps for 4 hours, the good householder sleeps for 6 hours, and a sick man sleeps for 8 hours and more. But the idea of doing you this is to show you that our biological clocks that are within our structure, they are not to be disturbed. They have to be gently pushed backward. Is that my point? So in breathing also, you increase by 5 minutes every fortnight. In sleep, you reduce by 5 minutes every fortnight, like that. In eating, you reduce a little every fortnight, so that you come to a very reasonable, healthy, what should I say? Done for this everybody? So you may follow this program slowly. If you are sleeping more or eating more, or not, if you are not doing a three step regularly. Correct? Now, this has no link today with our Yoga Sutra. In Yoga Sutra, we have finished book 1. But before we go to book 2, let us realize that Maharishi Patanjali has been very keen that we take care of our thinking instruments, our psychic nature, and our individual mind. For the brain uses the word thinking instrument. And the psychic nature, as I explained to you last time, is a complex structure of the human physical body, our doctor. You sit here, since he is refusing to sit here. It's the complex structure of the physical body and brain, the molecular or astral body and manas, the individual mind, and at the center the divine segment or the soul. The individual mind, as I explained to you earlier, is nothing but the flowing infinite mind in each living creature. But the purpose of this individual mind is to play the part of a catalyst. And you know what a catalyst is. If there are two elements that cannot react to each other, means the third element, which is the catalyst. The third element will do nothing, but in the absence of the third element, the two elements cannot react on each other. So that's the catalyst. So the individual mind, which is the flowing infinite mind, does nothing, but as a catalyst, helps the brain to form thought. But it should not get involved with the conscious brain, with the functions of the conscious brain. I can give you an example of a very fine catalyst. You have been seeing Mahabharata these days. Sri Krishna is the catalyst. He is not fighting with the Pandavas for the Pandavas. He is only a chariot bearer. And yet, without him, the Pandavas will never win. You see, he plays the part of a catalyst. He is doing nothing. He is not sending out one single arrow. You see, like that, the individual mind will do nothing. But in the absence of individual mind, the brain cannot function. So, in the very first book, thought is laid to calm the thinking instrument and to heal the psychic body, the psychic structure. You get my point? And then he goes about to tell you how you will deal and how you will calm. So that is what we have gone through in our book one. At the end of book one, we are asked to know the total complex human body, heal the psychic nature, and calm the thinking instrument. Know the one principle of truth to bring about inner evolution by our personal efforts, which is our sacred duty. The Western world is concerned with external evolution, and the Eastern world, especially India, is concerned with internal evolution. The external evolution has been brought about by nature in the last more than 4 million years. The physical body has been very reasonably refined. The human being, for his inner or for her inner evolution, has to work himself or herself. This will not be done by nature anymore. This has to be done by each individual. How shall we go about is also shown in the Yoga Sutra by Maharishi Patanjali. All life and all modifications are rooted in the three qualities. They are in imbalance, and this is responsible for flux or turmoil in the complex human nature. Really, the Indian pastors have not used the word good and evil. They have not used the word God and devil. The very use of the word devil makes God insignificant. That is a very big mistake you are making when you use the word devil. So the Hindu sastras have carefully used the word guna, quality, the three qualities. And these three qualities are always in any form, human or otherwise, but in imbalance. Most sannyasis, most sadhus, most yogis, most teachers of yoga, they are very anxious to reduce tamas and rajas and bring about a very great inflow of sattva. But that itself is imbalance. The balance is that you have these three qualities beautifully balanced. How we shall see how we are going to do it. The true knower is the spiritual man within. The inner and outer man are mere instruments of knowledge. The physical body with the thinking instrument, the astral body with its manas, they are instruments of knowledge. They painfully, slowly accumulate knowledge. You see, the three stages are the three functions of three elements have to be kept in mind. You take brain, you take individual mind, and you take infinite mind.
Infinite mind is a vast field of knowledge, an ocean of knowledge. Individual mind is knowledge itself because it's part and parcel of infinite mind. And brain can only churn out knowledge as is required. But we have a false notion that this brain is God Almighty. It is the source of all knowledge. No! It is an instrument of knowledge. We gather knowledge from a source of knowledge. You get my point? So both the physical body and brain, the astral body and manas, that is the entire complex human system, is an instrument and should not be mixed up, should not be thought about as the very source of knowledge. It is not the source of knowledge. It just can churn knowledge for itself from a source of knowledge. You get my point? And when the three qualities are balanced, the source of knowledge, the field of knowledge, the churning of knowledge, all become one, when a balance is brought about. And when a balance is brought about and all three become one, there is no need to accumulate knowledge. You get my point? Then the five states of modification could be controlled by practices, but they only serve to prepare the ground. The five modifications, correct knowledge, incorrect knowledge, sensing, slip and memory, the five modifications, you see, they are what? By the help, we create ground for our future advancement. They are not the ground on which you have to live all the time. Now, this is only an introductory first book. We can go to book two. Before I go to book two again, I will give you some quotations from Life on the Path by Mary Collins. When you go home, try to think about it in your own language. If you can't think about it, when we meet again, ask me, I'll tell you. It reads like this. Kill out ambition. Kill out ambition. Kill out desire for life. Kill out desire for comfort. You have heard three things from me. Kill out ambition, kill out desire for life, kill out desire for happiness. It will mean that we do nothing, we commit suicide, and we sleep on a bed of nails. But the further three lines are very important. It says, work as those work who are ambitious. Respect life as those who desire it. Be happy as those who live for happiness. So the six lines, go home, think over, and then we meet next time if you want it. Oh yes. Thank you. First is kill out ambition, kill out desire for life, kill out desire for comfort, correct? Then come the very three contradictory lines which say, work as those who work, work as those who are ambitious. Respect life as those who desire it, who want to live and live and live. Be happy as those who live for happiness. Pardon? Respect life as those who desire it, who want to live and live, like Vishma Vitrama, with the Kavach of die at my own wish and will. Be happy as those who live for happiness. No, be happy as those who live for happiness. See, these contradictory lines are about the depth of meaning. Mary Collins was one of these very advanced souls who has written some very good books also, all time. So we begin book two rearranged, correct? If you have the rearranged papers with you, kindly have a look. Sutra 34. Book 1. Peace of the Chitta are the thinking instruments.
The last thing is left out one.
Pardon?
Last thing is left out one, that is number 19 on page 3. The activities of the Buddha's acting is like the algorithm that is said we won't go into the fourth philosophy of the Buddha. Right.
Okay. The peace of the Chitta, a thinking instrument, is also brought about by the regulation of prana or life prayer. You have come to a fundamental subject, the three-step rhythmic breathing. The peace of chitta or the thinking instrument is also brought about by the regulation of prana or life prayer. You noted earlier that in the complex human structure, the only function we can control and make rhythmic is breathing, and it has a delicate and subtle influence on the prana intake and prana circulation in the psychic body. To control rhythmic breathing has a sensitive and subtle influence on thinking, the process of brain, as well as of the manas. This control rhythmic breathing has a sensitive and subtle influence on the heart, and the pulse rate drops from 72 or more to come down to 60 per minute. Regulation of prana in the psychic body or life breath, breathing in the physical body have to be what? Fill in the blank.
Coordinated.
Correct. Now, 35. The chitta or the thinking instrument can be trained to steadiness through those forms of concentration which have relation to the sense of perception. You got my rearranged sutras, I hope. Don't come with your hands and feet alone. We often speak of the sixth sense, We often speak of the sixth sense or inspiration. This sixth sense is the moment when the individual mind has separated and the brain modifications have subsided and the message has come through. It lasts but for the fraction of a moment, but is enough. All of our best knowledge and progress have come from the sixth sense of certain human beings. But it is not a controlled process as the sutras wish to bring them about. It may come unaware and may go away unaware. The sage is pointing to this sixth sense that can be controlled and brought about consciously, can be trained to steadiness, as the pastor says. True, such techniques of concentration as shown in the sutras, which have relation to, that is, are connected with the sense perception. The five senses do not lead to perception. The five senses do not lead to perception. But this sixth sense, if trained, can bring in perception. And we have given earlier the meaning of perception, that is, see through, solve the problem, give a correct direction, etc. 37. The chitta, the thinking instrument, is stabilized and rendered free from illusion, not reflect poor character. Lower nature does not necessarily mean a low type of a human being. all the negative thoughts. Negative in the sense, electricity is a negative force. It's not bad. There are good conductors and bad conductors. It is not in the sense of bad. So when we say high and low, negative and positive, we don't mean good and bad. So, lower nature is purified. The refining exercises do that. That may I ask here, how many are doing all the six refining exercises? Why? Why this great imbalance? If I go by boat, I will not get the vote of confidence. If I go by this vote, I have lost the vote of confidence. Not even 40% have shown the hand. Look, boys and girls, both. If you think that you come here and hear me, not going to take you 1 inch forward, please, don't come here to please me. I would rather face an empty house than have a full house that does not care. Without the exercises, without the practices, you will be nowhere. I am preparing special paper of about 25-30 pages to tell you why you should do these exercises and where it will lead you to. They are so important that without doing these practices, it's the same to read Yoga Sutras. Have no inclination even to read Yoga Sutra if you are not going to practice. The finding exercises, the upgrading exercises, the three-step rhythmic breathing, the corrective exercises, do you think they are jokes? You are taking, all of you, you are taking very lightly. Time and again I have asked you, and time and again I am getting this reply. Not even 40% of you are doing it. What's the use of wasting my breath here then? By listening to me, you will get nowhere. Only by practices at home you will come nearer and nearer to me. For the last time I said, please be very regular. The lower nature is purified. The refining exercises do that. And as in 34 about breathing rhythmic CSRB and phase exercises, develop an upgrade awareness, and if we can add the upgrading of awareness practices, we complete the process. When will the process be ever completed at this rate? We go forward. When the eight means of steps to yoga have been steadily practiced, and when impurity has been overcome, enlightenment takes place, leading to full illumination. Unless the steps are taken, no illumination is ever possible. The eight means of yoga are Yam, the five commandments, Niyam, the five rules, Asana, means posture, especially of the thinking instrument, control of life force of Pranayam, abstraction, detachment of Pratyahara, attention or Dharana, meditation or Dhyana, and contemplation of Samadhi. These words mean nothing. Only now at this stage, the sage brings in eight steps, the means of yoga, because without what has been said before, yam and niyam cannot be understood nor are possible of practice. The eight steps are yama, niyama, pranayama, asana, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. Harmlessness, truth to all beings, abstention from theft, from incontinence and from avarice constitute yam or the five commandments. Yam or the five commandments constitute universal duty and is irrespective of race, place, time or emergency. Internal and external purification, contentment, theory aspiration, spiritual reading and devotion to Ishvara constitute niyam or the five rules of life. Internal and external purification. If you are not doing the refining exercise, please be sure that there will be no possibility of internal purification. You can scrub your body with soap and hot water. You can't scrub your internal body with soap and hot water. To scrub from inside and remove the impurities, only refining exercises can do that. And if you refuse to come up, if you do not want to practice refining exercise, there is no possible of internal purification, internal refinement. That is why the practices are called refining practices. Refinement. See, as long as we were not evolved, as long as the thumb was not at this place but was here, we couldn't hold a stick or we couldn't hold a pen. A certain structure was essential. The thumb had to move at a particular angle to give the human grip to hold the pan, to hold the seat. This structure was necessary externally. Internally, certain structures are essential for you. If you do not bring about this internal structure, just as we at one time we just couldn't write and we couldn't hold the stick, you can never do anything on the path of yoga. Internal structure is absolutely essential. And if you do not change your internal structure and evolve yourself, all your philosophy is zero. All of you know one should not get angry. All of you know one should not do this, one should not do that. But time comes when you do it, because your internal structure is failing you. This internal structure, this internal evolution must be brought about. Your nature will not help you, I've told you already. Here you will have to work for yourself. All these practices that I have given you are not fancy exercises. They have been tried from times immemorial. For thousands of years they have come down from Shishya to Guru, from Guru to Shishya. And unless you put your heart and soul into these practices, there is no hope. No hope. As I told you once before also, you cannot control your emotions. You are celebrating birthday of your child and you receive a telephone call and you lose all your enjoyment, you lose your appetite, you lose everything because of the bad news, and then do what you have no control over your emotions. You see? This internal structure will fail you time and again. In real emergency, this internal structure should stand by you, which you will never be able to do yourself. Well, it is up to you. Internal and external purification, contentment,
theory aspiration, spiritual reading, and devotion to Ishvara constitute niyama, the five rules of life. Can any one be possible? Tell me. See what is expected from you. Is anything possible? Internal purification, purity aspiration, spiritual reading, devotion to Ishvara. Is any one of these possible? No, because you have not taken the first step yet. Refining exercises and three SRB along with the phase exercises bring about internal purification. And this leads to external purification also, but a little cleanliness is then enough for external purification. Aspiration, aspiration that is on fire. Your aspiration seems to be on ice. I'm not trying to hurt you, I am hurt myself. If you have seen a person caught in fire, you have some idea of the same situation internally. It is beyond obsession. Spiritual reading, when perception is clear and undisturbed, it leads to spiritual reading. Perception is the help given by Chitti, divine mind, infinite mind, to the individual, through the individual mind. When this state is established, the next communication is with the spiritual man, and seeing with the help of the spiritual man is spiritual reading of an event, word, thought, situation, etc. Since now communication has taken place with the spiritual man within, one willingly adores the spiritual man within, and the mental attitude is one of devotion. Niyam is the crowning effect of yoga abhyas. And you refuse to take the first step.
Before you go to the next one,
pardon?
One more time on the spiritual breathing.
Pardon?
The spiritual breathing.
You will be. But all that is Greek and Latin now. To those who have not learned the alphabet of yoga. The alphabet of yoga is corrective exercises, refining practices, three-step rhythmic breathing, upgrading of awareness exercises. I will not repeat them again and again. I know the result is still the same.
This would mean that the first communication is perception and the second is spiritual reading.
Yeah, the first communication is perception. Perception, as I just told you, can only come when the qualities are balanced, when brain, the individual mind and the infinite mind are all on a level, because the qualities are level, they are balanced. Then the flow from the infinite mind to the brain is direct, that is perception. With the help of perception, the next communication is with the spiritual man within. Then you see, because with the help of the spiritual man, you hear with the help of the spiritual man. That is why Maharishi says it is spiritual reading. This is a pair of glasses. Through spiritual eyes you will read, oh, it belongs to a man who is like this, 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 he suffers from this, 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 he died at the age of so and so. That's spiritual reading. Otherwise, you see a pair of glasses. You are following me? But, to come to all this, you have to first begin. Begin at corrective exercise, refining exercises, upgrading exercises. All the world talks about, have you anything? all the world talks about dana, dhyana, as if it was like curry and rice. You see? They seem so familiar with these words, you see? But if I ask even those who conduct classes in yoga, please describe what is dharana, it will not come forth. Please describe me dhyana, it won't come forth. Because unless you experience what I am going to describe about, to talk about, you get my point. It's all right to say 8 steps of yoga and all that, you see, but what are you going to do? What do you expect to experience when you say pratyahara, dharana, dhyana? What? They are meaningless words otherwise. Those 5 upgrading exercises first will bring you to one-pointedness, then will go to pratyahara, then will go to dharana. And as you go with the practices, and as you experience them, then you know, I know what it is. I'll tell you how I feel when I am in that state, you see. That is how you have to experience this thing. And without practice, no. Don't come here and listen to me again and again. Unless you are not going to spend a few moments, a few minutes every day at home. When thoughts which are contrary to yoga are present, there should be the cultivation of their opposite. You see the need of corrective exercises. When thoughts which are contrary to yoga are present, there should be the cultivation of their opposite. Thoughts contrary to yoga are harmfulness, falsehood, theft, incontinence, avarice, whether committed personally, caused to be committed, or approved of, whether arising from avarice, anger or ignorance, whether slight in doing, middling or great, these result always in excessive pain and ignorance. For this reason, the contrary thoughts must be cultivated. I dare say not one of you must have gone through the 8 corrective exercises. Not one of you must have gone through the 8 corrective exercises. What is the use of coming here and meeting me here? It's not a social event. Contrary to yoga, yoga, according to the sage, is not merely exploration, but the way of life brought about by practicing. Thoughts contrary to yoga, according to the sage, is not merely exposition, but the way of life brought about by practices. Therefore, thoughts on harmfulness, falsehood, theft, incontinence, avarice, which are contrary to yoga, the very first step of yoga, abhyasa, yama, means the individual has not lived as per yoga principles. The sage is very precise in as much as when he says, whether committed personally, caused to be committed, or approved of, whether arising from avidya, whether slight, middling or great, the result is pain, excessive pain. And in such a case, practice corrective and other practices. When you go to corrective exercises, when you have been very diligent and honest with these exercises, what will be the result? I'll read out to you the result. In the presence of him who has perfected harmlessness, all enmity ceases. When truth to all beings is perfected, the effectiveness of his words and acts is immediately to be seen. When abstention from task is perfected, the yogi can have whatever he desires. When abstention from incontinence is perfected, energy is acquired. When abstention from an avarice is perfected, there comes an understanding of the law of rebirth. These are the results of internal purification brought about by when right posture, internal and external purification produces desire to be free from one's own form and all other forms in the free world. Internal and external purification produces a desire to be free from this form and all other forms in the three worlds. Through purification comes also a quiet spirit, concentration, conquest of the organ and the ability to see the self. You see how the internal evolution has taken place when you go through corrective and refining exercises? These are the results. Through purification comes also a quiet spirit, concentration, conquest of the organs and ability to see the self. As a result of contentment, bliss is achieved. The various practices ultimately lead to conquest of the organs. That is, the internal peace, that is, the internal evolution is brought about to all cells of the body-brain system, as well as to the complex human structure. It also means that communication is established between A, external and internal man, B, between the complex structure and infinite mind, C, between the complex structure and the spiritual man within. If you think to achieve this is not worthwhile, then sit at home and do nothing. Through very aspiration and through removal of all impurities comes the perfecting of the bodily powers and of the sensing. Everywhere the only point is removal of impurities, internal purification, and there is no other way to get to this stage except by practice. The posture assumed must be steady and easy. What posture? We'll find out. Steadiness and ease of posture is to be achieved through persistent slight effort and through concentration of the thinking instrument, chitta, upon the infinite. I will read the free exposition of Book 2. The subject treated here is how to create peace of the chitta, the individual mind, involved with the processes of the conscious brain. The method shown by the sage is by regulation of prana or life force, the three-step rhythmic breathing. In the Swarnadi Shastra, it has been given to us that rhythmic breathing, which is also the correct breathing, has to replace our present wrong breathing for all 24 hours. We have noted earlier that the lower psychic nature